on in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 15, letter number 5327, Baruch Hashem, the first day of Nisan, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. And I just wonder, before the Rebbe writes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, here he puts it as the first day of Nisan, it's really the same date. But just to see why sometimes one way or the other way. Brooklyn, the Rebbe addressed it to a Rav HaGaon, with the great genius, with the Baruch Sheyichye Noah. Rabbi Noah was a son of Reb Chaim Noah, Baruch Noah. Reb Chaim Noah was an old scholar, chassid. He actually did a lot of, went through a lot of the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe's code of law, and the customs, and he was a very scholar, a great scholar, a great Talmud Chacham, and he also, the Rebbe wrote to him as well in the past, we had, but his son, after his passing, I mean, he put straight his father, and he used to take care of, there used to be a luach on the wall, you don't see it today, we have it in the book format, that used to be called the luach kol el chabad, that was like a calendar, it had a lot of halachas in it also, so he used to review it afterwards. But in any event, that was Baruch Noah. The Rebbe is Shalom Uvracha. He was preparing a work. This is the Tractate Pesach Psochem. And what he did was, there was several different manuscripts, handwriting, to compare the right version. Also, the Talmud originally came in handwriting, you know, and then they, before they printed it, it was handwritten, and there was some changes. So he was printing the Talmud, incorporating the, comparing the various different versions of the manuscripts that were there, and he also added to it a wide, an interpretation in the words of the earlier codifiers, and the Rebbe, he gave, also brought the commentaries of the Rishonim on this Masechta with notes and footnotes. Now, anyways, this was printed. It was called Gemara Shleima. Today, this is in Tavshin Chof, and Tavshin Mem Vav was the second volume. I mean, it was just several pages. It never really became, you know, like the full-blown Psochem, but I guess he worked at it for many years. But the point here is, the Rebbe is encouraging him. He was doing this work, trying to publish this book, volume of Talmud, Tractate Pesachim, with all these additions and with this advancement. By the way, today they've done a lot of this work already, you know, the various different formats, you know, they've made the study of the Talmud and the inclusion of the words, you know, besides in translations in many, many languages, and but also various different formats. But in those days, this was something, a chiddush, that was a novel idea. So the Rebbe blesses him and prays that you should be successful. And the Rebbe says to decodify the hidden and the secrets in the Torah, because you need to sometimes solve, you know, it's like a puzzle. Sometimes you don't understand it fully. But he's explaining it, so he was doing that. Especially, the Rebbe says, in the Tractate of Pesachim, Pesach, that's which has many laws, many matters that are connected to action. You know, some tractates talk about sacrifices, they don't apply today. But this, the Rebbe says, Pesach is something which is very applicable today in Halacha, in this tractate. And some of them, and the Alter Rebbe uses, he says, Pesach has a very strong, serious prohibition, like chametz. The Torah was very strict about chametz. The Torah said it's not allowed to be seen or found. It can't be even in your possession. Most of the prohibition of the Torah says you can't eat not kosher food, for example. So over there, only eating is prohibited. Sometimes the Torah says you're not allowed to benefit from something that is not fitting. So there's certain prohibitions. Meat and milk together, you're not allowed to benefit from it if you mix them. But by chametz, you're not allowed to even see it. You're not even possess it. That's why you got to remove the chametz. So you see, the Torah was very stringent. And the Rebbe writes in the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur writes that many of the books of the earliers have not yet been printed. You know, the Alter Rebbe has a way of the way we sell the chametz, a special contract, and the Alter Rebbe relies on some of the newly found manuscripts and publishings of the earlier codifiers that weren't available in previous generations. Guess we're talking about even the time of the Alter Rebbe. We're talking 300 years ago, we're talking about. Even then, they didn't have all these different books. So, and that's why the Alter Rebbe relies on some of the newly found manuscripts from the older ones to present the rulings the way it should be done. So the Rebbe is saying to him, so that's why to have your Talmud with the commentators, with your work, is very, very important. And the Rebbe also references to the holy letters of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 26, in the Kuntra Zachrin, Olav and Prat Halachas, where the Alter Rebbe speaks very highly about laws, about the laws of the Torah, and about how that is something very important for everybody to do. So the Rebbe blesses him that very soon you should be able to bless on the completion of it. And to add more strength as such, in a peaceful and in a wide way, comfortable, you should be comfortable with blessing for a Pesach kosher v'sameach. So he was publishing, he was doing this work, producing a Talmud with the different versions incorporated over there, and also explaining the words of the Rishonim, all the different things, and the Rebbe blesses him that he should be able to complete it and see success in what he is doing. So.